One fundamental issue highlighting the necessity of patriarchy is the power-focused or power-obsessed mindset that has claimed near 100% dominance over many areas of life and culture here in the USSA, including the area of religion and the mindset of most self-described conservative churches. Now, before I dive into this, if you appreciate this sort of content, subscribe to the channel, share the video, and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com. Now back to patriarchy versus the power-centered Marxist narrative. The very bad idea that's taken root in our culture, including most churches, whether they realize it or not, is the notion that everything ultimately comes down to the pursuit, acquisition, and use of power. This is obviously a very cold, sterile, transactional, and impersonal view of power, but it's the view that tends to dominate things these days. In the more overtly Marxist versions of this worldview, there is no objective standard of truth or love through which the use of power is to be directed or restricted. Or put another way, there's no higher standard or higher person that power must serve or should serve. There is only power itself. This is why Marxists and useful idiots who promote Marxism, consciously or unconsciously, almost always have no qualms about doing anything to acquire power. That's just how the world works in their mind. Half the time they'll tell you that, the other half, they're thinking it one way or another, which is why they act that way. The ends totally justify the means. They will lie, cheat, steal, rape, pillage, and even kill in pursuit of power as the highest thing, because power is everything, and there is no objective moral standard of right and wrong to hold them back. This complete lack of objective restraining standards allows them to justify anything that they deem necessary to acquiring the power needed to inflict their will, to impose their will, or the collective will of their team onto others. This perspective also allows them to interpret and proclaim all others as having the same basic power-centered approach to reality, whether those others realize it or not. So basically, they comfort themselves and encourage themselves and promote this approach by assuming that everyone shares it with them at their core, whether they admit it or not. So for the Marxist and the Marxist type, all people are really operating this way in this power-centric approach to reality, whether they admit it or not or realize it or not. There's a whole lot more that can and probably should be said about this, and I look forward to diving into more detail in future videos. But for now, I really want to highlight one of the major points at which this destructive and currently dominant worldview intersects and conflicts with patriarchy specifically and uniquely. To get a proper grip on this important core contrast between power-centered Marxist worldviews and patriarchy, we can start with the basic meaning of the word patriarchy, which is father rule. When we take this basic, well-known meaning of patriarchy and flesh it out to more clearly express the Christian worldview that it already inherently serves, we could, without stretching or contorting things in any significant way, come up with a very solid, coherent definition of patriarchy as father rule, with father being capital F, signifying God the Father, the father rule of God over his creation through male-headed authority structures that he has ordained for the purpose of managing and cultivating every part of his creation, or something like that. The point, and it is an essential one, is the personal point of origin for all of this is the Father. The Father is the starting point. His rules or authority structures are not the starting point for anything. He is the starting point personally. He's the personal starting point. And he is perfect love. He is perfect truth. This is the context in which patriarchy uniquely calls and equips all of humanity to understand and properly pursue things like authority structures and the use of power. When we play along with the Marxists by allowing them to strip us of our most potent, powerful terms by simply and relentlessly painting those terms or recasting those terms in association with perversions or counterfeits of the concepts associated with the terms in question, we are failing in a profoundly significant way. When we cave to this brute force takeover, this bludgeoning of language where it touches on key critical terms and concepts like patriarchy, patriarchy. We are failing our families, our churches, our communities, and our God. It is that serious. Why do I say this? Am I being a little or maybe a lot hyperbolic here? No, I don't think so at all, and I have many reasons that I hope to share in future posts, but for now, I will focus on one. That being the concession to the Marxist power-centric approach to reality that seems clear in most, if not all, cave-ins or surrenders on terms like patriarchy. By allowing the Marxists to redefine something like patriarchy to the point that it is only understood as representing perversions, counterfeits, or abuses of true patriarchy, we are practically agreeing with the notion that power is the focal point of the thing, apart from any connection to the Father, and that's capital F Father, as in God the Father. We're agreeing with the idea that power is the point apart from any connection to Him or the male-headed hierarchical structures that He has ordained to manage His creation. In this approach, we're being functional Marxists. We are embracing a core tenet of Marxism. We're agreeing that power is the thing, and that the Father is, well, not only non-essential, but not even very important to understanding patriarchy. Here's one way we're doing that or demonstrating that in these sorts of situations. By skipping right past the Father in Father Rule and arguing exclusively over the rule part of the equation, we've fallen into a very deadly trap. In jumping past the Father and diving into the rule or authority or hierarchy or whatever other power-based expression is to be discussed, by going that route without first grounding the thing, grounding the patriarchy in the personal nature of the Father, we are just another Marxist type fighting over power and allowing language itself to be redefined in pursuit of power or, as in the case of most Christians willing to concede terms like patriarchy, we are ceding to Marxists the power to acquire ever more power by using the power that we've given them to redefine and set the limits on language. Now, if, when you heard it put that way, you instantly recognize this as a losing strategy, you have discerned wisely. When we play this game of defining patriarchy based on how badly or frequently it's been abused or counterfeited, we're done. The battle is over. The Marxists have won and will keep right on winning until and unless we repent of this suicidally idiotic and cowardly approach to language and reality. If we as Christians believe that the Father is good, and that He is ruling, and that He has clearly ordained in His word that His creation is to be managed and cultivated by male-headed authority structures that He has ordained for His glory and our benefit, then we shouldn't be running from patriarchy or cowering in a corner for fear that someone might think we're for that sort of thing. We should be standing like men and women of God, standing calmly and confidently on the truths that the Father has made plain to us, realizing that that Father and the paths that He's put before us, the structures that He's given us, they are the only way forward to a truly vibrant, adventurous, and prosperous life and culture for every man, every woman, and every child in that culture. As true patriarchy goes, there goes or so goes civilization. When true patriarchy is abandoned or ignored, culture will crumble and people will suffer. Why? Because patriarchy is Father Rule. When we reject the rule of God the Father, we inherently embrace tyranny. It may take some time to come into full view, but that's where all alternative approaches to authority and the use of power inevitably lead. This is why Marxists inherently hate patriarchy, specifically patriarchy. They target this term and this concept specifically to the point that they make it their primary target. And this is why we must recognize it as the essential core concept that it is. Father Rule is not optional. It's essential. It's also inescapable because it is woven into the fabric of the Father's creation, all of it. This means that we are always operating by patriarchy and either flourishing because we're doing it well or suffering because we're doing it poorly, with doing it well and doing it poorly measured by the Father's nature as revealed in His Word. He is the standard personally, and He personally defines all of His creation. So beta males and other weak or selfish men might try to bail on their patriarchal roles by giving away or seeking to abandon their patriarchal responsibilities, but they can never actually separate themselves from the responsibilities in question. They are still bound to them, and they always will be. Why? Because God has made things that way. Again, there's a lot more detail worth adding and a lot more to clarify on this vital subject. This is by no means a polished or comprehensive presentation, but I do hope that it has been at least somewhat helpful in clarifying the matchless, essential, and inescapable beauty and power of patriarchy. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and get connected with me by signing up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.